At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good. Andy Bunker, glad to have you back in the house. Appreciate Abe and everything for yesterday. As you know, we talked about how beautiful of, you know, a year was older in marriage. Baby girl, a year older in life.
Yeah.
Just all on the same day, huh?
On the same day.
She just came. I still believe she did it on purpose.
Absolutely.
Yes, I do believe that.
And the older she gets, the more I believe that.
Yes.
Like, because what's hers is hers.
Yes.
And she just decided, you know what? Your anniversary is not going to be your anniversary anymore.
I want to come into the world.
Which is like, you know, of the day yesterday, if you split it into 100%, I would say 85% of it was Lily's birthday,
mm-hmm.
and then 15% of it was our anniversary.
Yes.
There was like a brief mention of like, oh yeah, you know, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
My gift hasn't gotten here yet, you know. She like showed me a picture of it, you know. It's like, it'll be here Wednesday.
Right.
That's where we're at as far as that goes, which
all right.
is fine.
That's all right.
Yeah, celebrate the birthday of the young lady. They had the day off yesterday and a digital
learning. Yeah, digital learning already.
Which they didn't learn anything digitally. They sent them home with a packet, which is not digital, but that's fine. Whatever. We're in the real homework era now.
Yeah.
Which, cool.
Yeah.
It's like very much stuff that I can do, kind of, although some of it's in Spanish. So it's all right. What's Azul? That's okay. I know that one.
Green, right?
It's blue.
Blue, okay.
Then we got Verde.
That's purple.
No, that's green.
Okay.
And then you got, then there's other ones. And I don't know all the other ones.
Rojo,
that's red.
Yeah,
you got
red.
That one. But yeah, anyway. but it's fun. We had a good day yesterday celebrating all that. August 18th is always a big day at our house. And I'm totally convinced that she was in there because she was due on the 17th, and she was like, nah, you know what? I'll just wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till the 18th.
Yeah.
They seem to enjoy that. We had one anniversary that was ours. One. We got married, right? Celebrated our first anniversary, and on our second anniversary, she was born.
Yeah, man.
And since that day, it's been hers.
Yeah, man.
So,
why don't y'all move y'all anniversary?
We kind of do.
Right.
Like, we just celebrate our dating anniversary, which is October 2nd. Mm. So we kind of do. We'll probably go on a date that night instead.
The fact that y'all remember that.
Oh,
I wish I could.
I mean,
she knows it.
Gotta remember all of this.
She knows it, but I just.
No small moments, Randy.
Yeah, I forget all that, man.
No small moments.
I forget all that, man. But yeah, congratulations and everything like that, brother. It's such a big deal. And, you know, as we get closer and closer, because this wait period of football, it stinks. It does. It really sucks. Last night, the game was on. Joe Burrow's so damn good.
Yep.
Joe Burrow is so damn good, Bunk, that he made the twos. They took his starting receivers out, and he still threw touchdowns.
He did. I would say maybe they are good now.
Yeah.
Maybe because Joe Burrow almost got killed a couple times.
Well, that's his
last
fault.
Night. No,
that's
it was. It was absolutely his fault.
Yes.
So I think we're good on that one. I think we know Joe's good. Three touchdowns, whatever it was, in the compiled two games. So yeah. I think they know who the starter is in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
We found out who the starter is in Indy this morning. It's going to be Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
You know how bad you have to be a top five draft pick
and lose your job to Daniel Jones? Daniel Jones was number six overall.
Yeah.
He's a top 10 draft pick.
Right, but he's obviously in a different part of his career now. It's crazy. It's a bad situation. Is that now a spot that is teetering on the verge of Kirk Cousins' potential territory?
No. I mean,
Daniel Jones gets hurt all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I think the biggest thing, when I was just reading stuff up on it, they did come out and say, if he does not win, talking about Anthony Richardson, if he does not win the quarterback competition, does not mean he's not a part of their future. No, he's done. Because what's going to happen is that Shane's going to be fired, Ballard's going to be fired, they're going to bring a new regime in, and then they're going to draft them a quarterback who they want.
Right.
So this is like, you know how I feel about Shane. You know Shane since he was a damn GA. Your job is on the line, and you have Daniel Jones as your quarterback.
They took a big swing on Anthony Richardson.
Where the hell is Jonathan Taylor
a couple of years ago? Hurt.
I thought about that this morning. Where the hell is he been at?
I think he's supposed to be fine. Oh, he's supposed to be fine.
How the hell has he been at?
But he's been hurt.
Yeah, that's what remember he wanted that money and everything, got his contract. Where the hell he been at?
When healthy, he's been fantastic.
Yeah,
it seems like it's been a couple of years now since then.
Yeah.
They took a big swing on an unproven quarterback, and it has failed miserably.
Yeah, man.
And now Daniel Jones has to save their jobs. And Daniel Jones gets hurt a lot, too.
Yes.
That's why we said last week we were talking about the worst quarterback situations in the NFL.
They're up there.
I'm not sure that Joe Flacco starting for your team isn't better than Daniel Jones starting for
me
your
either.
Team.
Well,
neither's good.
I'm right there with you, man. And it's one of those things where you would think you want Anthony Richardson, because is he a backup guy? Because one thing he needs more than anything is reps.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make sense to have Anthony Richardson be your backup.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So call somebody. See if somebody want him. Is this somebody could sit him down and let him develop or something like that? Like, nah, that wouldn't be a good plan. I was like if I'm Seattle, they got Jalen Milroe.
They got Milroe. And they got Drew Locke, too.
Yeah, so you don't need, I mean.
And Darnold,
because
obviously.
Right now, he's a development player right now. And they needed to develop him. They knew they needed him.
Right.
Everybody knew when they took him number four overall that they needed to develop him.
And that's why him being injured is such a, the last couple of years is such a big deal. Because the only way he was going to develop was to play.
Yes.
You can't develop. There's no minor league in the NFL. There's no place for him to go. There's no G League. There's nowhere he can go and get reps. If he's not the starter for the team day one, then he's not going to get reps once the season starts.
Yep.
And so it's tough. I mean, and again, that's why it's so dicey to draft a quarterback out of college. How many games did he start in college?
13 or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing with Trubisky years ago. Like, and I guess there's examples of guys starting that few games and doing well, too.
The reason Mark Sanchez did good because of the surrounding parts. They had a top-flight defense. And he ran the hell out of the football.
But he had started quite a few games at USC.
Only one year?
It was only 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they had a plan for it.
Right.
You know, they just didn't have the plan for him or for Mr. Trubisky or somebody like that. So,
But also, it's not like that worked.
Yeah.
Like, if Mark Sanchez is your test case for success, your test sucks.
But I'm just saying, you think about the team success. I always go by team success.
Of course.
Back-to-back AFC Championship games.
Right. But as soon as the best defense in the world came back to
Mark Sanchez became Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, you saw him.
He running in the asses and, you know, and everything like that.
Like, the highlight of his career is the butt fumble.
Yes.
Like, that's who we're talking about.
Yes.
Being the test case for this.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, Cam Newton started 13 games.
Even he was.
Cam Newton went on to be the MVP of the NFL.
When they drafted Mark Sanchez, everyone was like, really?
Right. Even Pete Carroll.
Yeah, Pete Carroll's like,
was the coach at USC. He was like, I don't know. I think you should probably come back for another year.
Yeah, I was like, really? Number six overall? It might be higher than that. Mark Sanchez, huh?
Yeah.
So you had the generational arm and Matt Stafford, and then there's Mark Sanchez. Okay.
Stafford's in an interesting situation in Rams camp as well.
It's just all
that he can't be on the field.
We mentioned him about that yesterday. He's got his biggest thing is that back is not going to get better. It's all about pain management, and they'll manage it game day pain, but it's everything else. And also, I was curious about it. I'm anxious to see what word comes out today, because yesterday was his first full practice. How do you feel this morning when he woke up? Because the back ain't going to get no better.
If this is what you have to do to get him to practice, though, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're 3 weeks away from the season, and he's getting epidurals so he can throw some footballs in practice.
Yeah, man. I mean, and that's the thing, you know, playing as long as I play, I had teammates like that, they couldn't practice because there was so much pain. And come Sunday, you'd be like a new man, and it ain't just Turdall, because I always say this about the Turdall shot. The Turdall shot, it helps you what you have. It don't help you what you get. Because I got plenty of Toradol shots, feeling good and all that. Sure. And they'll go out there and damn dislocate a damn finger. That damn Toradol to take that damn pain away. So, you know, so it's just. It's
so it'll get you to kick off.
It'll get you to kick off now.
What happens after kick off?
What happens after kick off? You're on your own now, again. But it might, yeah.
But then also the Toradol wears off later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll get you to like.
And then what got you to kick off is back.
It'll get you to. Monday night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it'll get you to Monday night. Wake up Tuesday with that day off.
All that to say, like, that's a pretty tough situation there, too. And, you know, they've got, you know, Stetson Bennett played really well the other night. That was really fun. I don't know if that's a viable option.
I think they'll go with Jimmy G.
Jimmy G is there, too, but he always gets hurt.
Yeah.
So, kind of looking at it from the lens of Atlanta, we know who the starter is here. It as long as Penix is healthy, then we feel pretty good about what's going on the offense. You still kind of think about, all right, is there a market for Kirk Cousins? Not right now, but some of this stuff's starting to get a little shaky.
Mm-hmm.
Indy's shaky.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams are
like
shaky.
Like booty meat.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And more to come, too, probably. I mean, it's the NFL. Once we get into the real stuff in September, it just is.
What's left? What job is left?
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
I'm just saying.
No, I was trying to think. Is there no, because I mean, Joe Flacco was named yesterday. Obviously, this Daniel Jones thing. So
yeah.
I'm pretty sure Jackson Dart's been playing good, but they say Russ is going to be the guy.
Repeatedly, Russell Wilson's going to be the starter.
And
that's back to your original point of this period of time feels like it takes a long time. I bet it doesn't feel like it's taking a long time in Indy.
No.
Because they've had a quarterback competition.
Yeah.
I bet Browns fans feel like every single day is a frenzy. And they finally announced that Flacco's going to be their starter.
But I like
it's
how they
boring
did.
Here because we know.
I like how they didn't release the rest of the depth chart for Cleveland. I love it.
Sure.
He's a starter.
Yeah.
Who's number two? I haven't thought that far yet.
We're not sure yet. And maybe they're not. Like, they got to let those other guys, you know, Dylan Gabriel got the start over the weekend. Looked okay till he didn't. Shadur got the start the time before, looked pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
It's going to be a weird situation.
Who the Browns' backup quarterback is, though, and this is just a PSA for all of us, you don't have to care.
Mm-mm.
It's the Browns' backup.
But it is.
You
but
know
it's,
what
it's,
I mean?
It's interesting because of the four quarterbacks.
Yeah. Kind of.
It kind of, to me, it is.
Okay.
To me, it is because you're like,
in
okay.
In the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay. Because I say yesterday, they're going to keep all four. Kenny Pickett's going to be the backup. But then I'm like, what does that serve? What purpose does that serve? We know what he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett being the backup in Cleveland, that's not interesting.
No.
Right?
No, like, to me it is, because I'm interested in the whole situation of the four quarterbacks.
Okay.
And how they do it, because they have a situation.
It's only because of Shadur, right?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's interesting.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
But I mean, they have a situation where they got to figure out what they have, and then you look at it from the standpoint of this. I keep saying this. Kevin Stefanski is going to probably get fired, even if they suck.
Mm-hmm.
So he got to put in a situation where I got to put the best guy here for me. I know y'all might want to see these young guys, and just in case we got the two ones, we got to pick a quarterback next year. But I might lose my damn job. So I'm going with Joe. I'm going with Joe as long as Joe holds up. And I give Joe a good four weeks.
Yeah, Joe's got September.
Yeah, I give Joe 4 weeks.
So then they got to have somebody ready by October.
Yes. Somebody's got to be ready. Got to give Joe four.
We've seen Kenny Pickett be the quarterback.
Well, I'm not wanting to see him.
Yeah, so the other two, all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it feels long because what's happening here, you know the answers.
Now, they're not going to play him.
There's a couple things in the Falcons world that are not great. Like, it'd be awesome if Jalen Walker didn't get hurt every week.
Yeah, but that'd be cool. That's probably the number one thing for me. It's not good.
I'd prefer that.
It's not good.
To stop.
Not panicking.
No, it's not good. There's a lot of time before football happens, but it's just, you know, in the world of preferables,
I'd prefer
the number one draft pick to not get hurt every week and have to miss Brett. An abundance of caution and Jalen Walker have been in the same sentence
for about a month.
A month.
Yes.
I'm about ready for that to be done with. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here. A lot of that we just talked about there's a lot more too. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer.
and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's been a really, really encouraging camp, especially from the ones, like I said, they're getting a ton of good work. And then the twos just got to keep building and keep stacking to see, who ultimately ends up making this roster. And the practice squad is, as you guys know, I mean, those guys are going to be called upon at some point this season. So those guys are just as important.
That's Zach Robinson, Falcons offensive coordinator, talking about what camp has looked like thus far and a couple of preseason games and a couple of joint practices for the first team offense.
Yeah.
All sounds pretty positive. Obviously, we're not going to see any of those guys Friday either. Didn't see them last Friday. So we've seen what you're going to see from them.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Open practices are over. The joint practices are over. So the majority of the hay is in the barn, as it were, as far as those guys go for the competition portion of it. Now you compete for the last part to the spots on the 53 and practice squad and all that.
Yeah, go back to business.
Although it sounds like yesterday was kind of sloppy, whatever that means.
Yeah.
From the offense.
You're at a point where now you're like, okay, I'm ready now.
Well, I am.
Yeah, yeah. No, even the player. Even the player's like, come on, man, let's get this over with. And sometimes you can lose some kind of a little train of focus and everything and things like that, especially when camp's coming to an end or has ended or whatever you want to call it. And so, yeah, sometimes you have those days like that. And the biggest thing is that you don't have a lot of them. And a lot of times coaches say, that's your one. That's your one as we get ready. I saw the greatest thing that Coach Prime said yesterday. He said, we got 12 days. Like, it's coming faster than you think. But, like, how he was addressing his team, he's like, we got 12 days to get this thing right. And a lot of y'all don't seem to have your mind right, thinking that, okay, in 12 days I'll turn on a switch, and then it'll be all system go. No, it don't work that way. You know, you still got to continue. And the biggest part about now is, I know they play Dallas on Friday, but this gets to a point where it's about us, and we start working on what we need to do. There'll be some sprinkle probably after next week, because you don't want to get them too far ahead on Tampa, but then you'll see them next week. They'll start sprinkling stuff in, but yet they'll still, do a lot of stuff working with themselves. You'll see, as you try to get revved up for the season, you'll still see more good on good, ones versus ones, twos versus twos, until you get to game week where you're putting the scout team, like Zach was saying. I just thought about that 17-player practice squad. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
That is awesome, man. That many kids on the practice squad. Like, if you're a, like, you can still get your reps if you don't play a lot, yep. but at the same time, you don't have to, put an offensive lineman at defensive line. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Because yep. you need bodies over mm-hmm. there. You can still get some of those young players' reps on the scout team, but you can also have other guys over there also.
Yeah, and that means 18 guys get to get paid to still be yep. in the NFL, too. And as the season goes on, some of those guys are going to play.
Yeah, like, he's absolutely correct.
Guys are going to get hurt. Some yep. of those guys are going to play as the season goes. If it's 12 for Colorado, it's 18 for the Falcons, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got 18 days until they play a game. But not everybody does, because not everybody's going to practice all those days.
Right.
Like Jalen Walker's not practicing mm-hmm. because he's dealing with a soft tissue injury, and they're going to treat him with an abundance of caution. Which I get, like, you, but he said you that.
What injury has he not said that about?
I think all of them.
All of them been abundance of caution.
Any
right?
injuries we're going to treat with reckless abandon.
Yeah, yeah. All of
we
yeah.
actually don't care about this one.
Yeah, they've all been like that. Yeah, yeah. Just like, but no, it's not good that he's missing time at all.
No, you know, I don't think it's good if anybody misses yeah. time, especially for a rookie who's trying to figure out what his yes. role is in the defense.
And hell, how they're trying to use him exactly. in the defense. I mean, they can't know what to do with. I mean, I'm sure they have a plan for Jalen that they could think of. And we mentioned it last week. He's going to do a lot of different things because he's that versatile of a football player. So he can do so many different things that makes your defense better. But you can't do that if he's not practicing.
Exactly.
And that's going to be the most important thing is getting him healthy and getting him up to speed because, it's like you said, it's getting early fast.
Right. That's why, you know, when we talked about it in the first segment, it's not, you know, I mean, he's not out for any amount of time that we know of.
No.
He's going to play in the first game that we know of. But there's a different standard applied to different guys. Like, Darnell Mooney's been in the NFL. It'd be nice if he was in practice right. getting reps and getting up to speed fitness-wise and all that, but he's been in the league and he's been in this offense. Jalen Walker's never played a game in the NFL
yep.
before.
Yep.
Like, every single practice that he misses, every rep that he misses with these guys sets him back a little bit before he reaches his peak
yeah,
in his rookie
because
season.
Because what you think about it, because you're not, if you're the abundance caution thing, you're not practicing. You're not getting that
exactly.
physical.
Exactly.
Because that's the thing, that's going to be the biggest thing with Moody when he comes back is like, again, you can condition and run on a bicycle and a treadmill and all those different things, but until you out there making those cuts, that's why when you look at these players that are holding out right now, they're going to be at a disadvantage. As great mm-hmm. as Micah Parsons is, as great as Scary Terry and Hendricks and all as great of players as they are, it's hard not to have any kind of camp and then just try to just hit the ground running.
Right.
Now, it's also irresponsible for the organization to do that also. You got to sprinkle them in.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just right. go out there and go full board.
That's the thing. You can't just give yeah. Terry McLaurin a contract the night before the game and be like, all right, play all the plays.
Yeah, like at least Dak was there the
right.
whole time and practicing right. and all those things. So that's always going to be the crucial element of it is – same thing that Jalen Walker's got. These soft tissue issues, those yeah. are always a thing. The calf, the groins, the hamstrings. We understand how old he's already had a hamstring.
Yep.
Now he has the groin. And so, I mean, and usually, and we know this from being together as long as we have been, usually that's from compensating.
Right,
you,
that's
you know,
right.
You know,
yeah, one thing leads to the other.
Yeah, one, yeah. Yep. And so hopefully this, he can get 100% healthy or it's healthy to close to 100% because nobody's 100% right now. You've been banging on each other, but – get him ready to go and give him a small package. Because the thing about it, his package is going to be, it's not going to be the full. You know, they're going to work, okay, we can do this, so we're going to add more. Because he's a special skilled player.
Right.
That you can do so many different things
with. That almost makes it even more concerning, though, that he's not out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're having him do some complicated stuff. Be nice to practice it. You know?
Yeah.
James Pierce has been out there a lot.
Yes, he has.
Like, more than anyone. according to Raheem, he's taken more snaps.
He's played a lot.
Snaps.
He played a whole lot last game.
In the preseason games and in training camp and in joint practice, he's like 500 snaps.
Yeah, man.
That's more than anybody.
That's good for him.
You love it.
That's good for
him.
That's
exactly what you want yeah. from a rookie.
Because he's gonna play the boatload of plays. Like, I think he's going to play in that of that group. I think he's gonna play the most.
Of all the edge guys?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think he's gonna play the most. I just do. I think he is just uber talented.
Fine with me.
And I think, you know, the biggest thing with him is he gotta continue to learn and you know, learn the fact that you just can't beat everybody with speed all the time. You got to have other stuff, which he does. But, yeah, because he's been out there, he's been healthy, and he's gotten better and more equipped, and he's football ready to go.
He gets credit for, or at least partial credit for that interception
yeah,
on Friday night.
He forced a throw.
Yeah, he sped him up.
Yeah.
Bad throw, made an interception, so we love seeing that. All right, so the Braves had won a bunch of games in a row. swept the Guardians over the weekend, took 2 out of 3 from the Mets, won 4 out of 5 from the Marlins. They're playing some fun baseball. This is what they've done. This is what that stretch, that 9 wins out of 11 games did. That meant they got me back into watching the whole game.
Yep.
I watched all 9 innings.
Yep. Because I was like, it's going to happen. They're going to.
Because 2 weeks ago, when they're down 7-1, I'm not tuning back into that. Yeah, I'm not. Sorry. I just wasn't. But I did last night, and it was fun to watch. This guy continues to be ridiculous.
Drives this to left. Baldwin going back. It is gone. What a tear Michael Harris is on right now. My goodness.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, like it's not like just a week
it's
now.
It's weird.
He's like the best hitter in baseball since the All-Star break.
It's weird. Like, he went oppo yesterday.
Yeah.
It was like, what the hell's going on?
Can't get him out.
I mean, it's fun to watch. And the team, like you said, they were getting their head beat in, but she's like, I can't turn it off.
Yeah.
You know, because I wanted to watch him. I wanted to stay up so I can watch Rich Eisen.
Me too.
I said, I'm staying up just so I can watch Rich Eisen last night. But, yeah, Michael, it's crazy. The tear that this guy is on. And, you know, it just goes back to, is it the hands, is it the stance? I don't really care what it is. All I know is that this dude
whatever it is
playing his ass off. But this game got away from the first damn batter because I don't know what the hell Ronald Acuña is doing. I know what he was thinking, but I don't know why he did it. And then it was just downhill from there. But they did find a way to battle back. It's time to have – Spencer's – he's struggling.
Yeah.
He's struggling.
There's nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing more to say.
No, I mean, there's a lot more to say.
Meaning that's the main thing.
That's reasonable.
That's the reasonable one. Yeah. I mean, and I can't say why he's struggling. Obviously, the stuff isn't as electric. It's still better than most if he's still topping out at 98, 99.
Let's hear him talk about it.
My fastball just isn't getting out. It's not a contact pitch, and it's not moving the way that I need it to move. When I can't throw my fastball in the strike zone. Obviously, that gives the hitters a leg up. And then my slider is an effective pitch, but not if I'm behind in counts or, not making guys swing.
That leg ain't spinning.
No.
Yeah, it ain't spinning. Yeah, because.
Well, no. Yeah. Because the ball's getting.
Yes.
Torched.
Yes.
And now that's 3 in a row, but that's 3 in a row right after 8 in a row that were really good. So it's complicated. Like it's obviously not the guy that he was.
No.
Now, I don't think I think it's too early to say he can't be the guy.
I'm not going there.
But there's definitely some questions about what exactly happened between about a month ago and now, where he was a very solid starting pitcher. He wasn't the dominant guy that he had been in the past, but he was really solid for a stretch of two. And the last 3 or 4 have been really bad, and the last 3 have been really bad.
Yes.
And his velocity's not where it was, but there's more to it than that.
It's something else.
His location isn't great. His secondary pitches aren't great.
Is this overthinking, you think?
I don't know. I think it's that his body's just not right. Like, I think he's still recovering from the arm thing, although he says that's all right. Well, you don't have to make an excuse, but I'm going to say it's a reason.
Yeah.
And then he just says it's kind of all not in sync because, it's not just the elbow. It's the arm and the shoulder and the core and the legs. And there's so many things that go into Spencer. To get that amount of torque and that amount of speed from that frame all have to be working in unison. And it sounds like it's a little bit off.
Yeah.
And a little bit off in baseball is a lot off.
That means 7 runs, especially if you're a overpowering pitcher that he is, and the overpowering part of him pitching is not there. And that's what we're used to seeing. And because what you said, he's not solid. He's electric, and he just hasn't been that.
Yeah.
And he
hadn't even been solid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's not the Spencer we're used to seeing. Can he get back to that? I don't know, but I'm ready to throw him in the bullpen or throw him as a closer or anything like that.
No, I'm not there yet. No, not yet.
I'm not there.
And again, he makes every start every 5 days for the rest of the year as long as he's healthy to try to work on it and figure it out. And then he gets a full off season.
Because he didn't have one last year.
Because he didn't have one last year. And then there's a chance he's just a different pitcher now. Like he comes back next year and he's more of a location guy with more breaking balls and maybe that's what it is. Like that,
yeah, yeah.
But
can he learn to do? But that's a learning. That's gonna be a learning thing.
Being a 300 strikeout a year pitcher probably seems like those days may be behind us. That doesn't mean he can't be a really good pitcher still. But yeah, I don't. But also, who knows? You know what I mean? Maybe another offseason of elbow recovery, and he does get back to that. But it's concerning. It's concerning because he's signed to a pretty long contract. Yeah. He's a big part of the future of this team, and he doesn't look like the guy they thought he was going to be right now. We'll come back. Mike Conte is going to join us. We'll talk some Falcons preseason with him, get some college football thoughts, all kinds of different stuff with Mike Conte. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hey, coming up on Thursday and Friday, join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at Eastlake for live coverage of the Tour Championship. Legitimately two of, if not my two favorite shows of the year.
Yeah, man.
Broadcasting live from Eastlake. Dukes and Bell broadcast live from Tito's Stillhouse as the best golfers in the world compete for the FedEx Cup. Coverage brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Twin Peaks, Eat Drinks and Scenic Views, by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Golf Open to Everyone, by Georgia Hemp Company, come visit their brand new locations, and by Humberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option. That's the Tour Championship this Friday and Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Can't wait. Always a fun time. And now we know the whole, because like, it's easier to get there now because the walk, because the Stillhouse is all the way in the back. And I would always take the wrong turn like 2 years ago. Now I'm all the way pinpoint which way to go around the tent, all the way through the back, go past, over that little bridge thing, and there it is right there.
And the best part, well, there's two best parts.
You love the PGA stores there. The stores there.
That's nice too.
That's not yours?
Well, I mean, it's nice, but it's cost an arm and a leg to buy anything from in there, but that's fine. I probably will. But we're in the Tito's Stillhouse where they sell Tito's. Uh-huh. And we're inside.
That's the most important thing.
Because it's hot.
Yes.
So those two things are good.
Oh, yeah. I love
it. And we're close to the
But soil. I thought your number one thing was because we were by the pro shop.
I got that polo a couple years ago.
I know. You're still paying on it, right?
Yeah. You buy a $100 polo, you're good for a few years. You know what I mean? And that'll all wear that one probably on Friday.
There you go.
All planned out. I don't know if we're Thursday yet, but I'm sure I'll come up with something. Mike Conte joins us at 11:40 on Tuesdays to talk all things Atlanta sports. Mike, how are you?
I'm good. You see the weather for Friday, by the way.
Supposed to be pretty good.
Fall-like temperatures.
Cooling down.
Yeah. Well, no. Summer is still.
We need 90. I need 90 for another 6 weeks.
I'm happy about it.
Yeah, I need 90 for another
6 weeks. This weekend, was an outrage.
At least another 6 weeks.
It's too hot.
At least another 6 weeks.
I'm good on that. All right. Has your opinion on anything Falcons changed over the course of the preseason?
No, not at all. No. That's across the board. It's my feeling about this roster and the team that they've assembled, my feeling about how they drafted, my feeling about how they've treated the preseason. Nothing's changed. I still think from an organizational philosophy, they continue to stick with this idea that we're just going to mail in preseason games and hope that it doesn't matter, and we won't know until week one if it matters or not. But at least you've protected most of your team from the threat of injury in a preseason game. Never. So I guess there's
And
that.
Yet some guys have still gotten hurt.
Well, remember,
what do you know about that?
Remember, I think quite to the extent of last year. Do you remember last year, two players were knocked out for the year on the first drive of the first preseason game?
Yep.
I think Braylon Trice was one of them.
And
was Rondell Moore the other?
No,
or,
Hitman. He got hurt
Helms.
In practice.
Yeah.
Helms.
I think Helms got hurt in the game and Moore got hurt in practice.
The first defensive series you
by
lost.
By the way, Moore got hurt again. Did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's going to miss this whole season.
And I'm worried now. Yeah. Like, where are you career-wise if you miss two straight seasons? So, look, it's defensible if you feel like this is the best way to protect your team. And, again, I know. Everyone says the joint practices are what really matters. And, you know, I think you guys were there at the joint practices. You probably saw a lot of very positive things and maybe a few not so positive things. But I think this team is going to, based on everything we've seen in the preseason, nothing has happened to me to make me think they're going to exceed my expectations or not meet my expectations, right? Like, everything's kind of gone according to plan to this point. Now, there's still a couple more weeks left before they put the ball on the tee against Tampa Bay. So a lot can still happen.
What, when you say it like that, what are your expectations?
Well, I think it's going to, if you want me to be totally honest, I think there's a potential for this team to start very slowly.
Okay.
Partially schedule related, partially, look, Penix is still developing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't think it's fair to just expect him to go out week one against Tampa and be the finished product that we hope he will be by the end of the season. On top of that, you are relying on some young players, in fact, some rookies on defense, to really be difference makers. That doesn't always happen right out of the gate. Sometimes it takes some time to develop. So I think, unfortunately, there's a potential for this team to start slowly. And then you have to hope that they haven't put themselves in too deep of a hole where when you get to the end of the year, you're out of contention. I don't know what record wins you the division this year in the NFC South. I think 10-7 is not an automatic division championship this year. And I say that because I think Tampa is still going to be competitive, and I think Carolina will be much better than they were last year. New Orleans is the one team I'm not worried about right now. So, you got to hope that they can get through September 2-2.
Right.
That's my hope. If they get through September 2-2, I think they've got a great chance to have a very good season and finally break this playoff drought. They get in a 1-3, 0-4 hole. You know, it's tough to climb out of that. And I just hope that the expectations for how this will start are reasonable, because this is still going to be a work in progress for a team that's very young at quarterback and very, very young in some key positions at defense.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you add to it the Bucs week one, the Vikings week two, the Commanders week four, the Bills week, you got
and
really
Carolina
tough teams.
Carolina week three.
And
on
Carolina
the road.
Week three, yeah.
Well, I don't like that.
You have a difficult opening schedule. So if you are to do that, like if you are to, whether you want to call it a fast start or kind of tread water and get everybody up to speed, whatever, like if you get off to a decent start, what do you think the reason will be? Like, what's the thing that the Falcons are going to be able to lean on and rely on early in the season that get them to the point where kind of everybody's up to speed?
If that happens, let's say they start 2-2, 3-1, I'm going to bet that we're going to look at the statistics and say, wow, they're really balanced on offense. They're really, really balanced on offense. They're committing to the run, and the run is effective, but they're not making mistakes in the passing game. And, you know, you're coming out of games with maybe 150 rush yards and 250 pass yards or something in that realm, and you're balanced, and you're converting your red zone opportunities. You know, that's been a huge issue over the last couple of years, where between the 20s, the Falcons have done really, yes. really well
yes.
at moving the ball, but they always seem to be settling for field goals or committing turnovers. So that, to me, is the key. And again, early in the season, are the defenses more ahead of the offense yes. typically early?
Yes.
So that's a concern. Now, that could also be good news if the Falcons' defense can be effective. But I just think there's going to be some growing pains offensively. And if they're able to protect the ball and stay balanced, that's, I think, what gives them the best hope at a good start.
We got college football back this weekend. Can't Mike, wait. Got a couple games here on the station here.
Yes.
But I got to talk about your conference, Mike.
Yeah.
What the hell are they talking about?
I cannot.
I'm sorry.
Also, our conference.
Y'all conference. My bad.
Andy and I have to defend the honor of the
league. Let me hear this.
I cannot believe how many people are falling for this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, men ain't talking about it.
Total nonsense.
We were talking about it yesterday.
How many people have fallen for this? There's no way.
Right.
Anyone
in their
rational mind.
Just for anybody who might not know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What are we talking about?
There was a report over the weekend, a.k.a. a trial balloon that was floated, where allegedly the Big Ten commissioner, Tony Patini, and the conference's coaches are speaking internally about a proposal to expand the playoffs to 24 or 2018.
Right.
People, this is the oldest trick in the book. How do you get a change that you've been pushing for a long time that is not widely supported?
You're correct.
You pitch an idea for something even more outrageous,
yep.
and then you come back to the original idea. The Big Ten is trying to get the playoffs expanded to 16 teams, which, again, I don't think is necessary. They want, I think, 4 or 5 guaranteed berths for Big Ten teams. I don't think that's necessary. They have a really kooky idea where 1 and 2 would automatically go into the playoff, 3 would play 6, and 4 would play 5 on conference championship weekend
mm-hmm.
for berths. I think that's dangerous. What happens if Penn State or Ohio State is a 3 seed and gets clipped by 6-seeded Washington, and now maybe you've played a contender out of the play? I think that's stupid. So, but the 16-team playoff looks far more palatable than a 26-team playoff, right?
Right.
That's all the Big Ten's trying to do here, folks, is they're making a more outrageous, I don't even want to call it a proposal. I think this is a trial balloon in hopes that it will get people to come back to something a little more conservative.
I just don't believe that a team that is 4th or 5th in a division deserves the right to play for a championship.
No.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
And they're like, well, you know, this will put more value on the regular season if we do it this way. It's the complete opposite. It's the complete opposite. Now you're putting into play a 5-4 conference finish is going to put you in a potential automatically advancing position. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's absurd. If it were me, we'd have an 8-team playoff at most, maybe back to 4. 12, I guess, is probably we're not going to unwind that. We're not going to make it smaller. But it's absolutely absurd to think about doubling the playoff. Someone did a hypothetical bracket with 24 teams. Like, some of these matchups, who wants to see SMU against BYU in a first-round playoff? Like, no one wants to see that.
No, but you nailed it. It's intentionally outrageous.
And everyone's falling for it. I think it's hilarious.
Because they've suggested 16, and I guess that's outrageous to some. So they're like, nah, it'll seem a lot more normal if we do this. Teams and leagues and stuff do all the time.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's going to be 16 because it's more and it's more money. And at least 16 is like a nice divisible number.
Right.
12 is kind of an awkward number.
It eliminates the first round buys, which might have been a disadvantage. In fact, it was a disadvantage this last year. I don't know how you guys feel. I mean, I could, you know, close my eyes and accept 16 teams. But I think the idea of five automatic bids SEC, five automatic bids Big Ten is absolutely absurd and anti-competitive.
Agreed.
It should be the best 16 teams.
I agree with that.
And if you want it to be a committee that selects them, fine. If you want to go back to the BCS formula, which some people have proposed, take the human element out, that's fine too. But it needs to be the 16 best teams, and it cannot be automatic five Big Ten, five SEC, because what you're going to have is what Indiana's doing. They're going to play Kennesaw State and UConn and Central Connecticut or whatever in the non-conference, and they're going to get their three wins, and they won't have to play two of the powers of the Big Ten, and they'll be 10-2, and they're in the playoff. That's not competitive. That's right. Not good. That's not good for the game.
Well, I also think if you believe your league is that much better than everyone else, like the SEC and the Big Ten do, there's going to be years where you get more than four or five. Like,
yes.
It's not crazy to me to think that there's a year where the SEC gets five or six teams into the 16-team field in years where the league's really good.
Yeah.
And then there'll be years like last year where you don't, and you get three or four, and that's just how it is. Like, but there should be no guaranteed life raft.
I know.
You know, your league's so great, then what do you need guarantees for?
And here's the thing, as always, TV is driving this bus. The Big Ten has three TV partners, NBC, Fox, CBS. They're trying to give all three partners a meaningful game conference championship weekend. Okay, I mean, that's great for CBS. I don't think it's great for college football. You know, you play meaningful conference games leading up to conference championship weekend, and we will have no problem.
Mike?
Appreciate it, Mike.
Can't wait, guys.
Great stuff as always.
Saturday, it's on.
Football's right around the corner. Yeah, college football on Saturday, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. NFL No Huddle coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.